What effect will the new bridge have on the character of the area and the environment around it?
Well, I think the biggest impact they'll have is positive, in that it will provide quick and safe access between New South Wales and Victoria. That's the big impact. We're very committed to providing an aesthetically pleasing structure, and we have urban designers looking at what we're providing to make sure it looks good. We're lucky to have the high sections over the river matched with long spans, so the balance looks right. It looks like a fairly slender structure. We think that's right. We also, the contractor is involved in detailed urban design and landscaping proposals, which we're working on currently. That will provide for very thorough and detailed landscaping of the site upon completion, which will include pathways, tree planting, picnic tables, interpretive art, and so on. And that work is also involving the Indigenous community. We're seeking input from the Indigenous community. One big benefit of the new bridge is that runoff from the new bridge will be contained and taken over into specially constructed basins on the land, which will stop contaminated material from entering the river from the bridge. On the old bridge, obviously, it runs straight into the river, so you've got rubber components and byproducts of fuel and so on the deck, which ends up washing into the river. That will all be contained on the new bridge, so there is a big benefit there.
At the end of construction, Brian Hansen recalls how the bridge was put together.
Once you start building the bridge, obviously the very first things you do is you build your foundations, and that's what happened on this one. Foundations varied from these large steel tube piles to reinforced concrete driven piles, and that allowed the pile caps to be constructed just below ground level or just under the water, and then the piers to be built. Concurrently, they were building the casting yard for the box girder, so that took some months to build because it had to be built very accurately and very strongly to make sure it didn't move under the loadings of jacking and so on. Also concurrently, they had some components constructed off-site. Most of the bridging, except for the box girder, all the bridging, utilised pre-stressed girders, what we call Super T girders. Super T girder was named that way because it looks on cross-section a little bit like a T, although the shape's changed in recent times. And the advantage of that is that the top of the Super T girder is wide enough that they all touch one another, so you can cast your concrete deck straight on top of the girders. They were built off-site in Melbourne, so that was going on concurrently. So for quite a while we had works going on in Melbourne to make these girders. We had concrete reinforced piles being driven on site. We had the box girder casting yard built, and then after it was built, we had each segment was constructed one after the other and joined together. So there's a lot of work going on at the time, and I suppose the process was, once we had the piers up and the box girder was constructed, it gradually got jacked out over the piers. Once that was completed, concrete deck went on the top and the parapets and the barrier fencing and so on followed on from that.
There was then the question of what to do with the old bridge.
The original bridges have progressively been dismantled. The second approach bridge was dismantled during the course of the work because the new bridge was on the same location as the old bridge, so that one went very early in the piece. Approach bridge one has been completely dismantled now, and the main bridge over the Murray River is almost completely dismantled. There are still some remnants of the piers in the river which will be removed over the next few weeks, so that work is virtually complete.